Luke chapter 1. I want to preach a Christmas message connected to what we're doing this morning. And the title of my message is Highly Favored. Highly Favored. The Gospel of St. Luke chapter 1. Bow your heads with me. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, you've given me a message, but without your help, I cannot preach it. So I surrender my mouth, I surrender my mind, I surrender my heart, I surrender my head, I surrender everything about me to you. Possess me and flow through me this morning. May this message transform the lives of your people. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody said amen. In 1 week, that is next Sunday, the Christian world will be celebrating the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, many misguided people in the Western world don't want us to say Merry Christmas anymore. They don't want us to call it Christmas any longer. They said we should call it Happy Holidays. They even have gone to the extent of saying it's no more Christmas tree. Now it is holiday tree. But we at Fresh Anointing, we still believe and will continue to believe that Jesus is the reason for the season. Turn to someone, therefore, and with all boldness say to them, Merry Christmas in advance. Turn to another person, tell them, whether they like it or not, it is still Christmas season. Their heads are so full, it has become empty. It's no more Merry Christmas. It is Happy Holidays. Generally, when I go out, I don't like talking to people. I just go in and out, and in and out, especially if I don't know you. My wife is the exact opposite. She will meet people, greet them. How are you? Good afternoon. Good evening. And I say, do you know them before? Why are you greeting them? But we went to a restaurant 2 weeks ago. And I told my wife, I'm going to greet people today. Merry Christmas. So I go to people, hey, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And my wife said, why are you greeting them Merry Christmas? I said, because they want Happy Holidays and I want Merry Christmas. So whether they like it or not, it is Merry Christmas. So until December 25, I will be greeting people. Everybody has said, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. You can reply me and say Happy Holidays, but I will still say Merry Christmas. Because Jesus is the reason for the season. Even those who don't believe in him, the moment you say this year is 2011, you believe in him. Because you say 2011 AD, after the death of my Savior. So you believe that Jesus died and he is the Savior of the world. Can I hear an amen? So to all of you, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Go around town and wish and just greet people, whether you know them or not. Because too much Happy Holidays is going on. And we need to let them know it's Christmas season. And we all know the Christmas story. An angel came one day to a virgin and told her that she will be the blessed mother of the Savior. Everybody knows that story. Even those who are not in the Christian faith. And you and I have been reading that Christmas story long, 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 long before we became Christians. But do you realize that it is not until this year that I discovered the role that favor played in the birth of Jesus Christ? Not until this year. Because now that we have a special program on favor this week, every scripture that I read, I'm looking for favor. And as we kick off our week of crying to God for favor, I found out that no scripture will be as appropriate for this season as a passage that shows the role that favor played in the Christmas story. That's why I told you to turn to Luke chapter 1. We are going to read verses 26 through 33. I will read the even number verses, and I ask that you read the odd number verses together. Luke 1, 26 through 33. I read. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Please read. The angel came in unto her and said, Hail, look at the next statement, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Read. Look at verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou, look at it again, hast found what? Favor with God. Verse 31, read. Rama Kuladiba. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Let's read verse 33 together. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Twice. Twice in that passage, the subject of favor comes up. Twice. Let's read again verse 28 together. And let's read verse 30 together. Verse 28, let's go. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Let's read verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. I pray for you. I really do. That during this Christmas season, a messenger of favor will knock at your door. I didn't hear your amen. Amen. Because I'm under the anointing, every prayer that I pray for you this morning shall be established. Amen. I said during this Christmas season, a messenger of favor will knock at your house door. Amen. I pray for you that during this season, a messenger of favor will knock at your office door. A messenger of favor will knock at your business door. A messenger of favor will knock at the prison door where your loved one is. A messenger of favor, whichever door you are standing behind this morning, my prayer for you is that a messenger of favor will locate you with a message from God in the name of Jesus. If you are standing behind the door of debt, may the messenger of financial favor visit you. If you are standing behind a door of sickness, may a messenger of healing favor visit you. If you are standing behind a door of deportation, may a messenger of favor locate you. Whatever door keeps you in during this Christmas season, may a messenger of favor bring you good tidings in the name of Jesus. It was an ordinary day. Ordinary day. In the life of Mary. Ordinary day. She woke up that day thinking that day will be like yesterday. She woke up that day thinking things will go the way they went yesterday. But a message of favor turned an ordinary day into an extraordinary day.
between now and December 31st, may you be a recipient of a favorable message. A favorable message that will make you forget your trials. A favorable message that will make you forget your travails. A favorable message that will make you forget all your cries and all your weepings of 2011 in the mighty name of Jesus. May you wake up, may you wake up, may you wake up one day during this season between today and December 31st and have your life positively changed forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Say fire! There is a message and there is a messenger on the way to your house. The angel did not need to ask Google Map. The angel did not have to need a GPS to locate where Mary lived. An angel will locate you. Did you hear what I said? I said an angel will locate you in the name of Jesus. And the angel will locate you with a message of favor in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe your messenger is on the way. A messenger that will put a smile on your face. A messenger that will put a dance on your feet. A messenger, hallelujah, that will turn a nobody into somebody in the name of Jesus. A messenger that will put your name on the map in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. Hey. 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 She was not the only lady that lived in that town. As a matter of fact, she was not the only virgin that lived in that town. As a matter of fact, she was not the only one that was just betrothed to marry a man that lived in that town. But somehow, angels don't miss the address. The post office sometimes will put a mail that does not belong to you in your mailbox. The post office sometimes will put a mail that belongs to you in somebody else's mailbox. It's called a mistake. But angels don't make mistakes. The message of your deliverance will not be given to somebody else. I did not hear your amen. What God has destined to give you, it will not become somebody else's property. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, when we talk about favor, when we talk about I am favored, when we talk about I am favored, you cannot use the same word like they use in sports. Because in sports, when they say a team is favored to win, sometimes they get to the field of sports and they are defeated. That is called an upset. Eh? You will never be upset. You didn't hear what I said. No devil, no demon, no power of darkness shall be able to upset your favor in the mighty name of Jesus. You are a favorite. You are a favorite to win. And whether they like it or not, you will win in the name of Jesus Christ. Shall fire. Hey. Hey, the angel said, I know we have been sent to. I've been sent to Mary. And I'm going to Mary. I don't need to worry about witches or wizards hijacking my blessing of favor. Once a blessing of favor and a message of favor is sent out to an individual, it's not going somewhere else. No, 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 no. Do you know what I love about this thing? Do you know until that day, nobody knew Mary? Nobody knew Mary. They just saw Mary as one of those girls that lived in that small house over there. But after favor visited her, from then up until now, the name of Mary became a household name, not only in Palestine, not only in Africa, not only in Europe, not only in America, not only in South America, all over the world. God is about to broadcast my name. I didn't pray that prayer for you. I prayed it for myself. I said, for good, God is about to broadcast my name. God is about to make me known. Now, you face anointing, you don't realize who I am. But by the time you know who I am, they'll be talking about me in Europe. They'll be talking about me in Russia. They'll be talking about me in Africa. They'll be talking about me all over the world. And you'll be saying, is that not that black man that preached at that small church in New York? No, the story has changed. Favor has visited me. That shall be your portion. That shall be your portion. I said, that shall be your portion. Shall fire. Hey, nobody knew Mary. If favor did not visit Mary, she will have remained unknown. But when favor visited this woman, she became a household name all around the world. You know, I look at some of you that have businesses. Your business is just in a little corner somewhere in New Jersey, a little corner somewhere in the Bronx, a little corner somewhere in Brooklyn, a little corner somewhere in Queens. But do you know all you need? It's a visitation of favor. And your unknown business can become a brand name. Your unknown business can turn into Fortune 500 if favor will visit. That's why this week is not an ordinary week. Don't stay at home tomorrow. Don't stay at home on Tuesday. Don't stay at home on Wednesday. You don't know, because I believe between now and Friday, the angel of favor will visit everybody. You don't know when your day will be. Your day may be today. Your day may be tomorrow. Your day may be on Tuesday. It may be on Wednesday. But if you have to drag yourself and come to this prayer, because I believe God. Turn to somebody and tell them, I believe God, that an angel of favor will visit each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. I still believe it. And I'm praying for you that during this season of goodwill, you will receive an incredible message of favor in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You know, I was thinking yesterday, as I was thinking about this message, that there is an old saying that it is just one step between man and death. Have you ever had that statement? That it is just one step between man and death. And I said to myself, but by the same token, it is just one step between man and popularity. It is just one step between man and favor. It is just one step between man and a change of destiny. Somebody came and knocked on Mary's door, and she took just one step to the door, opened the door, and her life changed forever. Your life is about to change forever. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. From the story of Mary. From the story of... I wish I can still have a baby. I will have named that baby Mary. It's not too late. Ah, that would take a favorable miracle. From the story of Mary, I see what favor is. I'm telling you. The life of Mary is a definition of favor. It is when God, you know, when we talk about favor, we think about favor from man to man. But you see, until favor comes from God to you, you will not receive favor from man. So the most important favor is the favor that God gives, because that is the one that spills over to human beings. From the story of Mary, I see definition of favor all over. It is when God shows you kindness. When God himself shows you kindness and treats you with generosity and treats you with goodwill that does not even cross your mind. That's what I see about the definition of favor. Favor is the bestowing of unexpected blessings. Unexpected blessings. Something that after you are blessed, it blows your mind. That when you hear it, or when you see it, you will be wondering, is this really true? Just like Mary found it hard to believe. After the angel finished his message, Mary looked at him and said, I don't want to make you a liar, but how can these things be? Knowing that I am not married to a man, I have not known any man, how can these things be? And the angel looked at her and said unto her, Mary, the reason this is coming your way is because thou art highly favored. You know the anointing I'm praying that God will give you? For me, I'm no more looking for anointing of favor. I am looking for anointing of what? High favor. High favor. High favor. Some of us already, in fact, all of us already, if you know Jesus, you are favored. See? To come and know the Lord Jesus Christ is to walk into the favor of God. All right? Many of you I can call out because I pastored you for years. And I can see when you are less favored to where you are now. Everyone here is favored. But do you realize that no matter how favored you are, you can be favored more? You can go from high favor to higher favor to highest favor to most highest favor. It shall be your portion. I said it shall be your portion. No matter how favored you are, I decree that this Christmas season, you will be promoted to higher level of favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you a few things I see in the life of Mary that favor did for this woman. And what it can do for you and I. This message, if it encourages nobody else, is an encouragement to me. I mean, I went through this message and I read so many. I had about 10 pages of materials and they couldn't help me. So I just took the materials and deleted them. And I said, you Holy Ghost, now speak to me. The message that you want me to give to the people. Because I can't find much in these materials. And I began to look at it like we do in Bible study. And I began to find out things in the life of Mary that favor did for her, that favor can do for you and I. Number one, favor will give you what you don't pray for. Favor. Did you hear what I said? What did I say? What you don't pray for. What you don't pray for. Favor will give it to you. Especially high level of favor. You'll just wake up one day and it will be at your doorstep. And you say, where did this come from? It came from favor. But I never asked for it. I never prayed for it. I never fasted for it. And it is given to me. I believe God that before your life is over, what you don't pray for, God will give it to you. What you don't fast for, God will give it to you. What you don't do night vigil for, God will give it to you. In my country, the way we call it is I dash you. I dash you. They say that in Ghana too. I dash you. It came from Ghana. Now there will be war. Me, I'm saying it's Nigeria. He said it came from Ghana. I dash you. What does adash you mean? I give you. You don't do no obligation whatsoever. I give it to you. Mary woke up. Did Mary pray for a baby? No, I'm asking you a question. Mary didn't pray for a baby. I said, the baby you don't pray for, God will give it to you. You know, that's why I have hope about people in this church that don't have baby. And they are praying. If somebody who didn't pray for a baby had a baby, you who is doing IVG, you who is doing fasting, you will have twins in the name of Jesus. What you don't pray for, favor can give it to you. That's the first thing I see in this passage. But there's something I see else in this passage. What you don't expect, God will give it to you. Have you ever seen people who pray for something but they don't expect it? Huh? Like those men and women who prayed for Peter to be released. And they did not expect it. And then when Peter came, And the lady came and said, Peter is at the door. Peter is at the door. And they said, no. It cannot be Peter. It must be his ghost. They did not expect it. But you know, even though they did not expect it, even though they did not have faith, favor still overruled their lack of faith and still gave it to them. You of little faith, favor will be merciful to you. So even when you don't believe, when you don't believe, favor will still hand it to you. So the first thing that what you don't pray for, favor can give it to you. What you don't expect, favor can give it to you. But do you know what else? I love God. I love favor. If you say I can have a child, I will name that child Favor. So it's two now. One is Mary, the other is Favor. You claim that one. You claim the two. I give it to you in Jesus' name. I give it to you in Jesus' name. Mary and Favor. Mary and Favor. I love Favor. You know what else? What she did not pray for, Favor gave it to her. What she did not expect, Favor gave it to her. But the one that even surprised me most is what she did not want. But God knew she needed. Huh? She did not want a baby at that point. But Favor knew she needed a baby. Eh? And without asking, without expecting, without wanting, Favor said, take it. You are going to get it. Take it very soon. I know you don't want it right now. I know you are waiting for your 5-year plan to be over. I know you have your plan, your strategy, your everything. You say, well, I'll wait till 5 years' time before I have this, before I have it. By January 2012, you will have it. What you don't want, but heaven knows you need, favor will overrule your thinking and still hand it over to you. Everybody say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. But there's something else I see here. Favor made something, listen to this, people, made something that has never happened to anyone before. Something that has never, ever, ever happened to anyone before. Favor made it happen to her. Favor gave her what she had not been, what had never been given to anybody before that time, and what was never given to anybody after that time. She was the only one in the whole wide world that had it. None before and none after. Ah, Rawole, God is going to single you out. Sister Eunice, God is going to single you out. Brother Elijah, God is going to take you and single you out. Bro, come, God is going to take you and single you out. And when anybody else say, me too, they say, no. They are the only ones. They are the only ones. That is what favor does. I'm amazed at favor. How favor will bypass this and go to this. How favor will bypass that and go to that. And after he does that, he said, no more. No more. I'm giving nobody else. You see, you all are black. What no black has ever been allowed to do on your job, you will be allowed to do it. What no black has ever been allowed to do in the USA, God will allow you to do it. If you understand what favor is, you will not underestimate what God can do for you. You know, sometimes you are in a place that is only for white people. And you find yourself there, you are as black as charcoal. And you say, with the color of my skin, it's not going to happen. But it makes it worse. Not only do you have blackness like charcoal, you don't even know how to call charcoal. You call it charcoal. So that even goes against you. But favor will come and will say, this has never happened to anybody. In your race, it has never happened. In your family, it has never happened. In your church, it has never happened. In your community, it has never happened. But you will be the one, and you'll be the only one in the mighty name of Jesus. Raise your right hand and say, I receive it. I didn't hear you say, I receive it. Say, I receive it. He said, you are highly favored. Nobody else has ever received this kind of grace. But Mary, you are the one. You know, that is what favor is. I told you 2 weeks ago, the dictionary meaning and definition of favor. It means to show preferential treatment. That's what favor is. Preferential treatment. It means to give advantage to another over another. There were many women, but she was the one that was chosen. That leads me to number 5. What favor can do? Favor can make you stand out among all your equals. You didn't hear what I said. I said favor can make you stand out among all your equals. You know what the angel said to her? He said, you are highly favored. And then he said something. He said, blessed art thou. What's the next statement? Among women. Blessed art thou among women. He said, if you count all women and they are looking for Miss Blessed, you are the one that will be counted. Everybody say, that shall be my portion. Oh, you don't know how to say that shall be my portion. Everybody now say, that shall be my portion. You see, among your equals, I'm believing God that an anointing will come upon you that will make you stand out. Stand out. Stand out among your equals. But there's something I see here that favor does too. Favor brought this woman, and I said that earlier, into worldwide recognition. Worldwide recognition. Everybody knows Mary everywhere. Why? Because favor visited her. But there's something else. Favor wrote her name in a book of records better than the Guinness Book of Records. Holy Bible. All other books have been destroyed. Holy Bible is still there. You cannot read the New Testament and not come across the name of Mary. It was written and nothing can remove it. See, those who say your name will not go into record, they are making a serious mistake. Seriously. No matter what your business is, when they are mentioning the names of number one businessmen in your field, your name shall be in the record. When they are going into the record, listen now. If we are to go by what they say, then Jesus was born 2011 years ago. Now, if you are good to go into record, when Mary was born, she never knew that in 2011, we will still be talking about her. How many of you have ever met Mary? None of you. How many of you have ever seen Mary? None of you. Even those of you who are called Mary, you are just calling her name. You don't know her. But her name has become such that after 2011, it will still be there. All right? If Jesus tarries in year 3000, Mary's name will still be there. God will put an indelible mark upon your life. Did you hear what I said? Indelible mark that no amount of witchcraft shall be able to remove from your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, in Hollywood, they have the Avenue of Stars. Where they write the name of stars. The name of stars. And everybody wants their name to be there. In fact, Billy Graham's name is there too. Star. And it's written on the concrete. And people will say, my name is on the Avenue of the Stars. Wait till earthquake takes place. Just wait. Wait. Just give them a few minutes. Till earthquake. Were you in New York when earthquake happened the last time? And it was clear. Thank God I was in Africa. And my wife called me. She said, the house is shaking. The house was shaking. I said, in Africa, no shaking. No shaking. No shaking in Africa. No shaking. Hallelujah. But the place where they wrote her name, earthquake cannot touch it. Hurricane cannot touch it. Bad wind cannot touch it. That is what favor can do for your life. You know, sometimes God will want to lift you up and some people will rise up against it. And they will say, no, it cannot happen. It cannot happen. Who can speak against the name of Mary? Who can speak against the name of Mary? God will give you a name. You didn't hear what I said. I said, God will give you a name that nothing will be able to tamper with in the mighty name of Jesus. Say amen. Amen. Let me give you one more so we can go on. Favor. Favor. The one I love so most is that Favor changed her name. Favor changed her name. You see, she herself said, it said, from henceforth, all generations shall call me what? Blessed. So what did they call her before that time? But now, she's now Blessed Mary. 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 Could you do me a favor? Could you please do this for me by faith? That's your first name. I want you to put blessed in front of it and call it out loud and clear. Blessed. Blessed. Blessed Elijah. Blessed. Blessed Oyin. Blessed Adebowale. Blessed. 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 Everybody say, I'm blessed. God's favor went to her and changed her name. Changed her name. And turned her name from Mary to Blessed Mary. I told you about John. John. John was a member of my church in Atlanta, Georgia, many years ago. John was so poor. Poor people call him poor. John. His last name is Ado, A-D-O. John Ado. He's from Nigeria. John was poor. Ah. When John is about to leave the church like this, people run from him, or people ran from him, because he always pushed his car every Sunday. If he stops on the way to say, could you please come in so I can give you a ride? They will say, oh no. Footwagging is better than your Volkswagen. Because it will die in the middle of I-95. So nobody went with him until favor. Ah! Ah! May favor turn you into blessing. Favor visited John. John, hey! Do you know what they call hustler? Ah, John is a hustler. There's no business that John did not do. John was not an accountant, but he did tax returns. John was everything. He did cleaning. He did everything. Just to make two ends meet. He did janitorial. All right? But you know what? Go and be writing the history of your life. Go and be writing it down. Go and be writing it down. Because a time will come that you will look back and will say, eh? This is what I used to do. This is who I used to be before favor visited me. Suddenly they said they wanted to construct some roads in Georgia and that people should bring in beads. So John, the hustler, went and registered the company quick. General contractor. And when you say general contractor, it includes everything, including road construction. So he put general contractor and he put him for the bid. When they were saying, how much are you going to bid for? He put millions there. For construction of the road. How did you manage to come up with this? I don't know. That's what the Holy Ghost told me. Just put it there. So he sent it in. This is interesting. When he sent in his bid, they came up with a law. They will make good laws because of you. And you don't know what favor can do. It was at that time when John put in his bid, that they made a law that minority contractors must be given preference on these contracts because they've been neglected for so many years. Not only was John a minority, his last name, nobody could pronounce it. So his name, favor took his name to the panel. He was not there. You know, this is not Africa where you can use connection and do this and do this. No connection. It's only the grace of God and the favor of God. To cut a long story short, favor went to the selection process. And they picked John. And they called John. Say, John? Say, is this Mr. John? Say, yes. They didn't bother to pronounce his last name. Is this Mr. John? Say, yes. Your contract. You won the bid. He said, come on, don't talk like that. Say, yeah. Come to our office. He said he rushed. And he got there. And truly, truly, John won the contract. John came from zero. Zero. He came from zero to hero. Hey, I like that. Brother Wale said from zero to hero. You will go from zero to hero. In the mighty name of Jesus. John. So I went to Atlanta to preach one day. And I was expecting to see John's car outside. The usual car. Then you know John is in church. But the car was missing. I came into the church. I saw John. His suit was Italian. I said, what happened? This guy used to shop at Goodwill. You know Goodwill? I saw his wife. I saw his children. Sharp. So I went and preached. I finished preaching. And John, the way John came to give offering, serve, is a little bit different like he used to walk to give offering. Because before, John would just go, drop the money and out he goes. But this time he was walking majestically to the front. I said, what happened to John? So before the service was over, I'm telling you a true story. John passed me a note. He said, sir, can I see you after the service? I said, sure. I have questions for John too. What happened to John? Abi, he has become 419. So after the service, John came to me and said, Pastor, you'll never believe this. He said, do you realize I'm now a multimillionaire? I said, what happened? Then he told me the story that I just told you. I said, what? So in my head, I was thinking, I hope he invites me to his house for dinner. I hope he invites me to her. And before I could finish thinking, he said, would you mind coming to my house for dinner? I said, yes, yeah, of course. Of course. Why not? Why not? I'm even hungry. I'd like to come to your house for dinner. True story. So after the service, I finished the counseling. Finished, come on, I'm going to somebody's house. I'm going to a millionaire's house. You say, you are telling me you have headache and stomachache. May your stomachache perish. I'm going somewhere. Sapphire! Favor will turn your name around and take you from John to Blessed John. I got to John's house. We were driving through neighborhoods. You know how you pass through some neighborhoods? And you're saying, I hope this is not where he lives. We passed through all of them. And then we went to the suburb in Atlanta, Georgia, where there are trees and nice, nice manicured lawns. And then we got to one place, there was a gate. I said, what, are we going to visit his friend? He said, no, sir, this is where I live. I said, gated community? He said, yes. I said, wow. The only gate I knew about this man is the gate he put in his door so that his children will not run out of the house. We went into the house. Have you ever been in a millionaire's house? I looked at the thing. Oh, I looked at it down. The carpet was shim, 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 shim. The chair that John was, I couldn't sit down. I said, Pastor, sit down. And then I sat down on the couch. The thing just went down. Phew. I said, hey, millionaire's chair. God will change your situation. Favor. He said, from now, they shall call me blessed. Those who call me nobody, poor Mary. Have you ever seen people say poor Mary? Poor Mary. They changed it to blessed Mary. I went into his house. They brought food. I'm glad I did not eat breakfast. They brought food. Don't let me waste your time about the food because we are fasting. Some of you will be salivating now. We ate the food. We sat down. I forgot to pray. I have to confess to you, I forgot to pray. They said, Pastor, you have no prayer. I said, yay! Sorry. Father, bless the one on the table and the one in my mouth, in my stomach. In the name of Jesus. What are you talking about? Blessed Mary. Favor changed her story. We finished eating. They said I should pray. Hey, you have never had me pray. I prayed that day. I thought I was going to curse them. I prayed. I was so happy. I was so happy that this is a member of my church. We were feeding him. Now he can feed us. By the grace of God, you members of Fresh Anointing, that people are giving money to, that people are borrowing money to, are lending money to. By the grace of God, your God will turn your situation around. Favor will turn your situation around. You will not be a borrower. You will be a lender. And you will lend to many nations. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will not rent your own house. You will have rental houses. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey! Then we finished. Hey. And then pastor's appreciation. Pastor's appreciation. You know, you can't go and pray like that and not have pastor's appreciation. So I knew he was going to write me a check. And I was calculating in my head. Millionaire. Pastor's appreciation check. This thing will be heavy. It will be heavy. This will be heavy. So after we finished, he said, Pastor, he went to his wife. They were talking. I said, Lord, I bind Greek. I bind greed. I bind covetousness. Oh, Lord, I lose blessing. I lose understanding. I lose money. Oh, Lord, don't let the wife oppose. Don't let the husband oppose. Don't look at me like that. I'm a human being. What are you talking about? Shout fire! At that time, we didn't do fire. I would have said fire too. After they finished, they wrote a check. Unfortunately, he folded the check. And I didn't want to appear as if I was in a hurry. So I took the check from him. I said, thank you very much. And I was saying, oh, you don't have to do this. It's a lie. Oh, you don't have to do this. That's a lie. You don't have to do it. Why do you have to do this? Eh? You have given me food. You're like, this is, I don't have to do it. It's a lie. When you give somebody money and they say you don't have to do it, they don't mean it. They don't mean it. They don't mean it. Shout hallelujah! So me, I was doing what you also do. You don't have to do. Why do you have to go through all this trouble? Me, I was just wondering how much trouble he went through. No, you didn't have. But I had to say that, you know. Then repent later. I took the thing. I put it in my pocket. And I did like this. It's there. No hole in the pocket. Then I wanted to know how much it was. So suddenly, I felt like going to the toilet. Merry Christmas. I said Merry Christmas. I said, Rajon, is there any toilet here? He said, yes, that is the toilet. So yours truly went into the toilet. I locked the door. Before I sat on the commode, I put my hand in the check. I said, yay! Then they ran. They said, Pastor, is everything okay? I said, yes, everything is perfect. Everything is perfect. It's constipation. Indigestion. Say hallelujah. You know how much they gave me? I will not tell you. Come on, put your hands together and give the Lord a big hand. You know what God is going to do for you? God is going to so bless you. Those who thought you cannot write a big check, they will be shocked. They will be surprised. You used to buy things on credit. Now you will buy your car cash. You buy your house cash. You buy everything cash. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, now that favor has come, all generations shall call me blessed. That is what favor can do. Favor will change your story. Do you hear what I said? The name that people call you, you won't even have to tell them to stop calling you by that name. When they see the presence of favor in your life, they will be forced to change the name they call you and how they address you. It shall be your portion. I said it shall be your portion. There are two thoughts I want to share with you as we close, because I got about 10 more minutes. If you are a believer, you are under the favor of God. If you're a believer, you are under the favor of God. All you need to do is be a Christian. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Surrender your life to Him, and automatically you will be under the favor of God. That is why during this week, Pastor Gerald, one of the things we are going to go after are the anti-favor spirits. Because they see favor all around you. And the anti-favor spirits will fight you. And if you don't know how to fight them, they will destroy you. Brother Gad was telling me about a man from Ghana and a woman from Ghana and a host of other friends from Ghana. What the lady built a house in Ghana. And she invited her friends, let's go and celebrate. Come and celebrate with me. For the favor God has given me, I built a nice house in our country. And they all traveled to Ghana. They opened the house, they ate, they drank, they celebrated, and they were happy for the favor of God. But then, anti-favor spirits were also in attendance at the celebration. When they got back here, the friends of the lady were looking for her. They couldn't find her. They called her work. She wasn't there. They called her house. She didn't pick up the phone. And they were concerned. We just came back from Ghana. What happened? So they decided to go to her house. And the door was locked. They opened the door. It was her dead body they found in the house. Anti-favor spirit. We're going to deal with them. Many of them will stop you from getting the favor. Others, when they cannot stop you from getting the favor, after you get the favor, they spoil it. And they found her dead body. What killed her? Cardiac arrest. But it's a lie. It's demonic arrest. Demons will not arrest you. In fact, this afternoon, I will give some prayer points to you on the role that favor plays in spiritual warfare. I was telling Brother Gad last night. I said, somebody needs to lead prayer on the role that favor plays on spiritual warfare. And Brother Gad said, what? I said, okay, give it to me. I will handle it. That favor will so surround you. You know the scripture that I will read to you? Let me give you a peek of it. The favor will surround you like a shield. You've seen it. I know you fresh anointing love Bible. Favor will surround you like a shield. That your own shield will not be made of iron, will not be made of metal, will be made of favor. So as you walk, favor is all around you. They are shooting their arrows, they are shooting their guns, they are shooting their ammunition. Favor is just shooting it back, shooting it back, shooting it back. May favor protect you from anti-favor spirits. So the one of the men that went to see her, he was driving on in the Bronx. What is that road, brother? Major Degan. He was driving on Major Degan. Daylight. And then suddenly, he saw construction. There was no construction, no. That's what he saw. He saw construction. And the construction people, they were passing cars. And they passed him. No, you can't pass through here. There's construction here. Go there. But in real life, this is not a dream. Where they passed him to was in front of an oncoming vehicle. He collided and his car was totaled. Only God spared his life. Only favor spared his life that he did not die. It was then his eyes opened. And he looked at where they passed him from. There was no construction there. God will deliver you. From anti-favor spirits that are out to destroy you, that are out to fight you, that are out to bring you down, they shall fail in the name of Jesus. And this thing we are talking about is serious. It's serious. That's why I plead with you. Come this week. Let's deal with favor in the various aspects. In your finances, you need favor. In your job, you need favor. In your business, you need favor. In for your children, they need favor. Every area, we need favor. All right? So I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a favor that every believer has. And you can see it from your life. Things happen to you and you wonder, how did this come? How did this come about? How did this happen? What did I do to deserve this? Before I ask, God has given me. While I was yet speaking, God has done it. Why do I deserve this? It's favor. Because the moment you become a Christian, favor comes your way. How many doors have shut for you before you got saved? And the moment you get saved, the doors just open. Because of favor. The one that is born again, it's a favored person. Turn to somebody and tell them, congratulations. You are a favored individual in the mighty name of Jesus. But, from the story of Mary, there is a favor that is described as highly favored. Highly favored. If I were to ask you this afternoon, which one do you want? Do you want to just be favored? Or you want to be highly favored? Favor. The answer is easy. To be highly favored is what we want. So you came this week thinking that God wants to give you just favor. My own desire and prayer for you is that God will not only give you favor, but God will give you high favor. High favor. Highest favor of all will be your portion in the name of Jesus. If it is ordinary favor you want, you can take your Bible and go home now. But if it is being highly favored that you want, like Mary, then you need to listen to my closing words within the next 5 minutes. You know what amazed me about Mary? After all, I said it before and I say it again. Mary was not the only virgin in Israel. She wasn't. Mary was not the only betrothed woman in the land. What made high favor to single her out? And she became blessed above all women. If your desire this afternoon is to become highly favored, I want you to listen to me very, very, very closely. Now, go back to your Bible, Luke chapter 1, if you are still there. Look at the words of Mary, and she will tell you what made her not just to be favored, but to be highly favored. And you need to get to this point, folks. If you want high favor, if you want to move from favor, where most Christians are, to high favor, then you have to understand Mary here. Luke 1:46. And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name." Look at verse 50. "And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation." Two qualities. Listen, folks. Listen. Two qualities stood out in Mary that made her stand out. Two qualities stood out in Mary for her to become a recipient of not just ordinary favor, but high favor. One is in verse 48. The other is in verse 50. In verse 48, he said, "For he hath regarded the what? Low estate." Do you want high favor? Go and pray for humility. Low estate. If God will baptize you with the anointing of humility, and you walk in humility, you talk in humility, you behave in humility, yay! Not only will you be favored by God, but you will be highly, highly, highly favored. I don't know why, but God just takes special interest in humble people. He looks at humble people and just pours out abundant favor upon their lives. But that's not the only thing I see in the life of Mary. She said, not only am I in a low estate, I'm humble, I walk in humility, I'm a nobody. But in verse 50, she said, "And his mercy." Mercy is another name for favor. His mercy is on them that will do what? That fear him. From generation to generation. Look, if you don't have any other quality, go and get these two qualities. They will take you from favor to high favor. She said, "I am humble and I fear God. I am humble and I fear God." To be highly favored by God, listen, is free, but it's not cheap. Can I repeat what I said at the risk of sounding redundant? To be highly favored by God is truly free, but it's not cheap. You know, this is what makes a difference between fresh anointing and other churches. If I were to be like other churches who don't want to tell you the whole truth, I would say, "Let us pray here." And then you go home praying for highly favored experience, and you don't get it. And you say, "This thing is not working." It will not work because they only told you one part, but they did not tell you the other part. The other part that other pastors will not tell you, you will hear it in fresh anointing. That's the truth. We try to declare everything that will help you to be who you need to be in God. So Mary said, "You wonder why I'm so highly favored? All you other virgins like me, all you other ladies who are betrothed like me, you know why I'm so highly favored? Number one, I'm humble. Number two, I fear God." And that's what makes me to say, listen, to be highly favored by God is free, but it's not cheap. From the story of Mary, we learn that God's high favor is not given carelessly. No, to be highly favored is not an accident, but a deliberate design by God to reward a person for acts of obedience, visible or invisible to others. High favor, hey, from God, it's a reward for acts of obedience that others don't even see. Others don't. When God was blessing Abraham, I'm saying, blessing, I will bless you. In multiplying, I will multiply you. Some people were looking at him and being jealous. I want to be blessed. Like even today, people are saying, Abraham, blessings are mine. Abraham, bless. You think they just get it by singing? Ah, Abraham, pack your load. Get out of your country. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Took his luggage. Abraham, take your only son, Isaac, your only son, and go and sacrifice him to me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then when God got ready for high favor, he said, who shall I favor? Is it Abraham or is it Lot? Lot was favored, though. He was favored. But when it came to high favor, God pushed him aside. He said, give me Abraham. And it affected his son. It affected his son's sons. That God himself now will tell you, call me as God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, because they are highly favored. Your whole family will be highly favored. If you will walk in humility, if you will walk in the fear of God, if you will walk in obedience, whether people see it or not, whether people know it or not, God is taking account of it. God is taking record of it. And when he gets ready to single one person out, he singles you out for an uncommon blessing. He singles you out for an uncommon anointing. He singles you out for an uncommon favor. Even in real life, you're a parent. You're a grandparent. You're a parent. You're a parent. Abi, you're a parent. Even in real life, when you have two sons, one is good, but the other is, you know what I mean, good. You know how many times police have come to your house? Because of this other son. Remember how many times you've had sleepless nights because of this other son. Remember how many times you've seen weed. You've never seen weed in your life until this son became 18. Under his bed, in the kitchen, weed. Weed. The teachers will be calling you. Everybody will be calling you because of this other son. Now, favor will come over both of them. You will house them because that's your responsibility as a father. You will feed them because that's your responsibility as a father. You will clothe them because that's your responsibility as a father. But when it comes to special, dupy, soupy favor, and the two of them stand in front of you, let's be honest with ourselves. You will look at the good one, no problem. The other one, you will look at him like this and say, you want this kind of special favor? Hey, are you not my father? Are you not the one that brought me into the world? Did I ask to be brought into the world? That is nonsense, baloney. This thing, I'm not going to give it to you. You know why? Because you don't deserve it. You are still my son. You are still in my house. I feed you. I clothe you. I even send you to school. But this one, is not for you. It's for this one. This one is high favor. It's for this child that is good. Do you know that natural instinct, we got it from God? We got it from God. We got it from God. I love Africa. Something I see in Africa every time I go that I love to read are the signboards. There's signboard everywhere. In Africa, in Ghana, Nigeria, Congo, everywhere. We grind pepper here. See the symbol like that. We grind pepper here. We sell charcoal here. Another one. We sell recharge card here. All over town. All over town. We sell live fowl here. We sell goat here. All over town. You see the sign. The one that I saw recently that really, really got my attention. Was the one that I've seen in Ghana and in Nigeria. This house is not for sale. This house is not for sale because you know what I mean. They will sell your house before you realize this. This house is not. But the one that I saw that really got my attention. I have the picture of it. I just don't have time to print it out for you. This man put a sign in front of his house. I have the picture of it. It says, beware of 419. This house is not for sale. Now, if he had stopped there, it would have been good. But to illustrate my point, so I can have a sermon illustration, he put something else for me. I will first say it in the language he put it, then I will say it in English. He said, beware of 419. This house is not for sale. And also, beware of my son, Kamoru Omwa Lejati Jati. That's a big one. I have the picture of it. I can show it to you after the service. is not for sale. Beware of 419. And also beware of Kamaru, my son. Omo ale jati jati. You know what that means? He said, beware of Kamaru, my son, the useless bastard. He said, beware of my son, Kamaru, the useless bastard. When I read that, I said, wow. Kamaru. Kamaru has sold houses. Kamaru has sold the man's land. Kamaru said, yeah, it's my father's land. We want to sell it. We want to sell it. So this one, he put the sign. Omo ale jati jati. Useless bastard. So when somebody comes to me, oh yeah, we want to sell it. I am Kamaru. Ah, bastard. Don't want to have anything to do with you, bastard. Listen. That father, I don't know who he is. But he did not deny that Kamaru is his son. Mm-mm. But if he's giving out favors to his sons, he will not give the same to the one who qualifies to be called a bastard. Are you listening to Bishop? I don't have time. My time is 0.00. I still have more to say. But I have to close here. If you read Bible, you will see over and over and over and over again that if you're a Christian, you are favored. You are favored. Ah! But if you're a Christian, that God can say to the same thing he said to Jesus at his baptism. He said, this is my beloved son. He didn't stop there. He said what? In whom I am. You know, there are many sons that God is not well pleased with them. They are sitting here this morning. I could be one of them, and I'm still preaching. It is one thing to be a son. It is another thing to be a son that God is pleased with. But it is yet another thing to be a son with whom God is well pleased. I pray for you, Rawale, and I pray for myself. I don't just want to be a son. I want to be a son that God can look down from heaven. Say, look at that boy over there. He's my son. I cannot deny it. But he's a son in whom I am well pleased. When you are a son like that, then you'll be like Jesus. The Bible says he grew in favor with man and with God. Why? He was a son with whom God is well pleased. I'm looking for the Marys this morning. Honestly, I'm looking for the Abrahams this morning. I'm looking for the Ruths this morning. When Orpha went back to her idols, she said, don't beat me, go back to my people. He said, no. He said, where you go, I will go. He said, where you die, I will die. He said, your people shall be my people. He said, the only thing that shall separate us is death. But the other came and kissed her and went back. But today, when you read about the genealogy of Jesus, you will see the name of Ruth there. Why? She was a daughter in whom God was well pleased. When she met Boaz, and Boaz favored her, she looked at Boaz and said, Daddy, why do you favor me like this? You know what Boaz said? I said, I heard your story. I heard what you did to Naomi, your mother-in-law. I heard when your other sister packed her load and went back. You stuck to her with no guarantee of tomorrow. But you saw tomorrow in the God of tomorrow. And now here you are today. Jesus will come through you. That is high favor. Everybody rise on your feet and let us talk to the Lord this morning. Hey! Lord, help us. I knew at the end of this service you won't shout. I knew that. And I was tempted like other preachers to skip that truth. But I said, no. I will die preaching the truth. Because you shall know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. Say, God of favor. Let the anointing of favor follow me by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God of favor, let the anointing of favor fall upon me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Ramakokoshitebeka. Lord, let the anointing of favor be released upon my life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the anointing of favor be my portion in the name of Jesus. 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 Let the anointing of favor fall upon my life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, let the anointing of favor fall upon my life. In Jesus' name we pray. See, every anti-favor lifestyle. Come on, open your mouth. See, every anti-favor lifestyle upon my life. Say, fire of God, destroy them. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Every anti-favor lifestyle that I'm involved with right now, every anti-favor lifestyle that I may be involved in right now, I pray, Lord God, that you will remove from my life in the name of Jesus. Every anti-favor lifestyle, Father, take it away from me, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever is in my life that fights lifestyle of favor, that fights any lifestyle of favor, that fights favor in my life, Father, take it away, take it away, take it away from me. Everything, any indulgence, I want you to open your mouth and pray. Any indulgence in my life, any habit upon my life that is against favor, I want you, Lord, to take it away from me by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, help me, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. The writer of the book of Proverbs said, and I read, fools, fools, mock at sin. But among the righteous, there is favor. That's what the Bible says. It says, fools make a mock at sin. Proverbs 14:9. But among the righteous, there is favor. When you see righteous people, you will see not just favor, but high favor. I want you to pray. Say, mockery at sin shall not be my portion. Open your mouth and decree that mockery at sin shall not be at first hand. I will not mock at sin in the name of Jesus. I will not take sin to be a light thing. I want you to help me, Lord, not to take sin, not to take unrighteousness as a light thing, because it destroys favor in the life of a man. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, have mercy, 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 have mercy on me. In Jesus' name we pray. Says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. I'm reading Bible, Proverbs chapter 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Say, my father, say, touch my heart to keep your commandments. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer for your heart. My Father God, touch my heart, touch my heart, touch my heart to keep your commandments all the days of my life in the name of Jesus. Father, touch my heart, help me to keep your commandments in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, touch my heart to keep your commandments in Jesus' name we pray. I want to raise your right hand and say, Father, here I am. Make me a son and it or a daughter in whom you are well pleased. Open your mouth and just pray that prayer. Father, make me a son, make me a daughter with whom you are well pleased. In the mighty name of Jesus, take away from me anything that is displeasing to you right now. Take away from me anything that dishonors you. Take away from me anything that smells in your nostrils. Make me a son, make me a daughter in whom you are well pleased. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Finally, I want you to pray. Say, as you anointed Mary with high favor, anoint me with high favor in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. As Mary was highly favored, let me be highly favored also in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let me be highly favored like Mary was highly favored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, let me be highly favored like Mary was highly favored in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, help me. Daddy, help me. Let me be highly favored like Mary was highly favored in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Daddy, let me be highly favored like Mary was highly favored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, dear! it from me. Let me be highly favored. Like Mary was highly favored. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We'll pray more after the service is over. But let me pray for you right now. With the anointing that is present in this service, I decree that your story shall change. There is an anointing. When you preach a sermon, there's an anointing to back up that sermon. So definitely, surely, there is an anointing for high favor right here, right now. I decree that that anointing shall not pass you by. Whatever you have done that has reduced you only to ordinary favor, may the blood of Jesus cleanse you. May the mercy of God cleanse you. May the grace of God overlook it. All the high favors that they have packed up for you, waiting for you to change, waiting for you to be more serious, waiting for you to deserve it. High favors. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. What has been reserved for you? I decree that that warehouse where your high favors have been stored up, may the door open wide for you. May the door open wide for you. In the name of Jesus, I decree for you with the mouth that I used to pray, that what you don't pray for, God will give it to you. That from today, what you don't even expect, God will give it to you. That from today, what you don't even want, but heaven knows you need, favor shall give it to you in the name of Jesus. That from today, what has never happened to anyone around you shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Favor that no one else has received, you will be the first recipient. And I'm sorry to say, you will be the only recipient in the name of Jesus. Uncommon favor on your job. Uncommon favor in your business. Uncommon favor in your academics. It shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Those of you who are not having a child, to Mary it was impossible. And you all also have your impossibilities. The doctors have told you it is impossible. Maybe your age has told you it is impossible. The signs you see in your dreams have told you it is impossible. But I decree, for all that are looking up to God for children in this church right now, this minute, that the God that favored Mary shall favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the impossibilities are, with God all things are possible. May God crush your impossibilities and bring that possibility for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who have given up on marriage, you've tried. You said, I guess it's not my portion to get married. I will remain single and just have a baby and forget it. You will not forget it. God shall answer your prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree for all of you, you will stand out. Favor will make you stand out. Favor will make you stand out. In the name of Jesus, favor will bring you into worldwide recognition. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree for a name change for you. I decree for a position change for you. I decree for a rank change for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. From today, may all men, enemies and friends, begin to call you blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus. May the word blessed come before your first name. Come before your last name. Come before your nickname. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, this week of favor, change the story of everybody. Lord, make people laugh. Make people have testimonies. I decree it in the name of the Father. I decree it in the name of the Son. I decree it in the name of the Holy Ghost. And everybody said, everybody said, everybody said, everybody said. Come on, put your hands together in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to shake hands with somebody and tell them you are really highly favored. You are really, 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 really high.